God, God is able to do exceeding abundantly. But what do you ask a thing? According to Ephesians 3 and verse 20.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
Ephesians 3 20.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Able to do exceeding abundantly. Or you ask anything. It's for that reason God took Job through the pain of suffering. He may be able to understand the heart of God. God has much more to give than you ever can imagine. But in the heart of God. In a simple example, many years ago, a beggar came to me. He wanted some money. So I asked him, what do you want money for? He said, I am hungry, I want some food. I said to him, you come with me to a neighboring hotel, I'll pay, get sit there, and buy for you everything what you want. Sir, give me 1 rupee, I'll go away. I can't believe me, I want to get you a very nice meal today. He walked for a while and stopped there. No, sir, give me 0.5 rupee, I'll go away. I said, please, believe me, I'm not joking with you. I want to have you a very nice meal. Not very far away. He walked for a while and again stopped. Sir, give me 0.25 rupee, I'll go away. Again he walked. Sir, give me only one paisa, smaller than any can we have. With great difficulty, I took him to the hotel and told the hotel manager, can you give him all what he wants? Rice or chapatis or puris, whatever he wants, you give to him. I sit over here and pay the bill for you. He went on eating and eating, whatever he wanted to eat. Then I told the hotel manager, also give him a glass of milk. After he eaten sufficiently, I paid him 1 rupee cash also. It's also for me, hardly believe it. You would have been satisfied with only a small coin. But in my heart, I decided to give him much more than that. God has much more to give us. Much more to teach us, much more to reveal to us, much more to give unto us. Of eternity, but we don't have capacity. And that's why God took Job to the capacity of suffering. Not a punishment, but enable him to enjoy double than before. And we see further in the book of Job and chapter 42. Book of Job, chapter 42.
Book of Job, chapter 42.
And verse 11.
Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 oxen and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters.
To give him all that, God took him through this affliction, this painful trial. He may have a larger capacity to receive from God's loving hand all these good things in double quantity. In doubleness. Now please see Book of Isaiah, chapter 48, from 10th verse.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 48.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 48, from 10th verse.
Reading from verse 10. Isaiah 48, verse 10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
Next verse, please.
For mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another.
And that's why God is saying, I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction, that God's glory be fully seen to us. Please very carefully, 48 verse again. Book of Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 10 and 11.
Book of Isaiah, chapter
48, verse 10 and 11.
Verses 10 and 11 again. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
Mark the phrase, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For 11, verse 11.
For mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? and I will not give my glory unto another.
So to enable us to show forth God's full glory, God will take us through a furnace of affliction, some painful trial, how we react in it, how we behave in that way. For the same reason, God took Paul through 40 afflictions to prove how he was faithful in any situation. Okay, 2 Corinthians and chapter 6.
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
2 Corinthians and chapter 6. Second question, chapter 6, from verse 4.
Second Corinthians chapter 6, reading from verse 4. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watching,
in fasting.
By
pureness,
by knowledge,
by long suffering,
by kindness,
by the Holy Ghost,
by love unfeigned, by the word of truth,
by the power of God,
by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
That's it.
By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed.
Verse 10.
As sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
As sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
As poor yet making many rich. As having nothing and yet possessing all things.
In all these situations and circumstances, Paul could prove God's faithfulness. How God gave extra grace to come out victorious and triumphant in all the trial, no murmur, no complaint, but thank God for it. He says, in all things,
approving ourselves as the ministers of God.
So our afflictions are intended for their purpose. People may know that we can rejoice even in poverty. We can rejoice in sickness. We can rejoice in suffering. We can rejoice in hardship. We can rejoice among the enemies. In our situation, among distresses, all kind of problems. Then the second list is 11th chapter.
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
Second Corinthians 11th chapter. From the verse 23.
Reading from verse 23. Second Corinthians chapter 11. Reading from verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more. In labors more abundant. In stripes above measure. In prisons more frequent. In deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes save one.
5 times. Of the Jews received 5 times 39.
Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
Verse 7.
In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness.
Thus, you put the two lists together, chapter 6 and chapter 11, we have 40 afflictions, painful afflictions, which Paul went through, not as a punishment. And it's a chastisement to make him more useful for God's service, to make him a source of blessing of other people. That through his suffering, others may encourage some more joyfully. So our afflictions are necessary to be chastised, to be prepared of him for his full purpose and not come short of it. Then we see 4th chapter, 2 Corinthians verse 18. 2 Corinthians
Second Corinthians chapter
4, verse 17 18. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 17 and 18.
17 and 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Things which are not seen, they are real things. They are eternal. To make those unseen things real to us, God will take us through these afflictions. Most generally, we were occupied with perishing earthly things. But there are many unseen things which are more real, or you don't know. You never learn in a school or a college or any institution. By painful trial, we learn them. How our Lord becomes more precious, more real, more dear through the suffering and trial. And Paul called them light affliction. Verse 17. For our light affliction, which but for a moment worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That's why God permits this chastisement and rebukes and afflictions, whatever they may be. Now please see further. Romans chapter 8, from verse 16 and 17.
Romans chapter 8,
verses 16 and 17.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
If we want to be his joint heirs of the heavenly inheritance, then he says, we prepare our suffering also. I reckon the suffering at present time not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Our Lord is preparing us to manifold afflictions, physical affliction, trial, suffering, whatever they may be, to show forth the glory to us, and also to make us a partaker of the glory. According to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1.
1 Peter chapter
5, verse 1.
5, verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Both go together. He is a witness of the suffering, at the same time he is a partaker of the coming glory. He can't have the glory without suffering. So similarly with the power of resurrection. Philippians chapter 3, and verse 10.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
Philippians 3, chapter 10.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death.
He wanted to know two things. First of all, to know him more intimately, and secondly, the power of his resurrection. For that he prepared to go through any suffering. Third verse, 10th verse. Philippians 3:10.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.
The most intimate and the personal knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ comes to suffering only. It's not by knowledge, not by book knowledge, but some suffering. How our Lord becomes more precious to us in suffering and trial. And we commit ourselves unto him. And Paul is saying, to know him, he is prepared to go through any suffering. At the same time, to receive from him the power of his resurrection which he needs for victory over trial and temptation, any mortal body, he is prepared to go through any suffering. They go together. All the suffering and trial. Now please see, Second Corinthians again, and 12th chapter.
Second Corinthians chapter 12.
Second Corinthians 12th chapter, from verse 9. Second Corinthians 12th chapter, from 9th verse.
Second Corinthians chapter 12, reading from verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities.
You can also read from verse 7, that will help you.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, and it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Verse 10.
Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong.
Now these 40 afflictions which he went through, he never complained. But now in this case, you see here, there was some thorn in the flesh, something very painful. Till today nobody knows what the thorn was. But something very painful, which God permitted in life. And for that he says, I saw the Lord three times. Please, Lord, take the thorn away. The Lord said, My grace is sufficient for thee. That means, teach him more about God's grace, he allowed the thorn in the flesh. Grace is experience, again. God's love plus mercy multiplied by eternity, that's God's grace. Undeserved love plus mercy, multiply it by eternity. To teach us about the grace, God will take us to suffering also. Then now Paul could say very truthfully in 2 Corinthians 12 chapter and verse 10, Therefore I take pleasure. He could rejoice in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. To receive more strength and to receive more power in our life, God is this God's method. He allows in our life weaknesses, affliction, and suffering, and then we prove His faithfulness in our situation and become more strong. At the same time, we keep us humble. God allows the suffering as well. Verse 7.
First, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
So to keep us humble again, in all this situation, God will take us to some affliction, some sorrowful, some painful trial, as He knows best. So we are seeing how to come on the throne with Lord Jesus Christ, we have to be prepared for loving rebuke, for the loving chastisement. According to Hebrews 12 chapter and 10th verse.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10. Hebrews 12:10. For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness.
Same time, verse 6.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth.
God will love us, He chasteneth. Show His love toward us, He must chasten us, or rebuke us, or punish us, or chastise us up to Him. So God's afflictions and God's trial are intended to bring it to us God's love in a greater measure, God's affection in a greater measure, and God's goodness in a full measure. That is chastisement. And that is the fourth step we have on the throne the Lord Jesus Christ. Going by Revelation chapter 1, chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 19.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Then the fourth step. To thank God for every painful affliction that He must use to keep us on the right path and to keep us rejoicing in faithfulness in all His trials. According to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 14. 1 Peter chapter 4.
1 Peter chapter 4.
Verse 12 to 14.
Verses 12 through 14. And to whom it was revealed, 1 Peter, isn't it?
That's right.
Chapter
4, Proverbs 12 to 14.
Chapter 4,
verses 12 to 14.
12 through 14. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. For rejoice.
But rejoice.
Inasmuch ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified.
Another purpose for God allows in our life suffering, to make us partakers of the suffering of Christ, not the punishment, that we might be prepared also by him for our share in the glory, the coming glory. At the same time, upon the earth, he says here, if you be reposed in Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God is upon you. On their part, you will spoken of, and to your part, is glorified. Glorify his name through us, and show forth the glory through us, he will take us in any situation. It's up to him, he's sovereign. Our duty is to go on thanking him for his suffering. Generally, we thank him for his good deeds to us. Thank him for so many answers to prayer. But now he says here, thank him for every situation. Thank him for every trial. Thank him for every affliction. Thank him for every suffering, every hardship. Praise him all the time. And then we are brought to the throne, the fourth step of Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us to come on the throne. Shall we pray?